Jason has everybody on the lookout for how you first look when you open up committed men. So I hope I have a good expression on my face. Anyway, I'm sitting in my car and not been home long and wanted to just talk about something briefly. I was listening to some old gospel songs, and one of the songs that everyone heard and knows is, "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus." You know, I began to, after the song was over, I just began to meditate on the Word of God and think about the power of the blood. The Bible says in Leviticus 17th chapter, around the 11th to 14th verse, it says, "Life is not in the flesh, life is in the blood." We can have a finger, and if blood is cut off of it, it may have a little flesh there for a little while, but it is going to die and fall off, because the blood is what sustains life. Spiritually, if we're walking under the blood, meaning whatever you need or whatever in your life needs to be cleaned up, it needs to get under the blood. So what can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's why we get baptized in Jesus' name. And he's the one that shed the blood at Calvary for our sins. Not only was for our atonement for sin, but that water, that when you're baptized, when you call on the name of Jesus, that is activating that blood into your life and washes away your sins. So whatever you're needing, it is connected to the blood. When you are, you've heard about people cutting their wrist and I'm blood brothers. Well, when we are baptized in his name and receive his spirit, we are, our body takes on the blood of Calvary, the blood of Jesus that flows through our veins now. It's royal blood. It's not our blood no more. It's his blood that flows through us. And that's what his spirit does. His spirit, if that blood is flowing through you, whenever you think about something that you shouldn't, all of a sudden that blood quickens your conscious, and your consciousness, "Oh, I shouldn't have done that, or I shouldn't do that." That's what you're listening to. You're listening to the spirit that's in you through the blood of Jesus Christ. So I want to just encourage you, no matter what you're going through, put it under the blood and it is gone, because it's in the sea of forgetfulness, and it's just amazing what the blood can do for your life. No matter what it is, healing. He took stripes on his back, and the blood came whenever those whip hit his back, and blood and water came. Though that blood was for your healing. Whatever you're needing, you can find it in the blood. So a lot of people's afraid to talk about blood because it sounds gory and you know, people just don't like it sometimes, but I can tell you, don't ever get scared about it, talking about the blood or hearing about the blood, because that blood is life in the blood. It's not in the flesh, it's in the blood. So guys, I just want to encourage you today, no matter what, just make sure things are under the blood. I want to be under that crimson flow every day in my, of my life. All right, I'm gonna go and hope you'll have a great evening, rest of your evening. I enjoy this men's group. I think it's very good, very helpful for all of us, because we need spiritual health in our life. We need to be strong in the Lord, and that's how you are strong, if you're healthy in the Lord. So God bless y'all. Have a great evening. Until next time, God bless you. Love y'all.